Welcome back to segment two of program number three of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. I am Marshall Wood, your host, again for this segment of my show. Here on AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia. And we began our program with prayer and a sincere prayer in which, and I don't ask forgiveness for those of you who were offended by it, the removal of the Democrat Party from the political process in America. I believe that unless we continue to pray for that, and specifically to pray for the removal of people like President Obama, President, if you can call him that, Biden, people like Chuckie Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, or those that are even more evil down in the bowels of that dark, dark institution that is a traitor to America. And any of you that are either foolishly, or I pray not willfully, members of that now fully corrupted demonic institution, I pray that you get on your knees, beg forgiveness and change. Because there is no reason, even if you are a pastor of a large black church in Atlanta, Georgia, and a member of the Senate of the United States, that won't change the fact that you're as lost as a green golf ball in high weeds if you push for the demonic agenda of the Democrat Party. And I prayed in the first segment that they will be removed from the political landscape of America. And I stand by that. Okay, segment two of The Bigger Picture. Everything that I'm doing today and everything that I will do in program number four is rooted in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. I'm going to read that one first. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I ask you folks listening to this, is it not obvious that the very foundations of America are under violent attack? Let's look at all seven verses of chapter 11 of Psalms, book of Psalms. In the Lord I put my trust. That's what America has always done previously. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. The unrighteous hate the righteous. Woody's words. Verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. And Woody adds, be they good or evil, all men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence, his soul hates. Okay, did you catch that? The Lord tries the righteous. We have a tribulation in this world. But the wicked and those that love violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he, God, shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loves the righteous. He loves righteousness, and his countenance doth behold the upright. I don't claim to be upright of myself. I am I wish I were much better than I am. Let's put it that way. It's all that needs to be said. But I'm covered by the blood of Christ, and I trust in him for my salvation. And I trust that what I speak to you comes from him through the aegis of the Holy Spirit. And if I'm wrong, God will discipline me severely. But as I prayed in the beginning, don't let me speak any idle words, let my lips bear fruit, and may I defend the foundations upon which this nation is resting. And then the second important verse of Scripture comes from the 12th chapter of Matthew. And it is verses 3 and 36 that I emphasize, but I'm just going to read 33 through 36 in one reading. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers! Democrats, how can you, being evil, speak good things, and out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh? A good man out of his good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. I prayed that my words will bear fruit and not be idle words. For if what I say today is in error or leads people astray, or is as incorrect as Democrats would believe as I speak these words at them, then Father God will deal with me, and I would deserve it. But based on his word and my fairly good knowledge of it, there's nothing in the Democrat Party that can smack of Christianity, and it is the Christian faith, the Judeo-Christian ethic that grew out of the wonderful Jewish faith that has been the backbone of America and has made it, well, the beacon to the world that it is. It's the Bible that has given us the critical understandings of the fatherhood of God, the single most important concept in all of existence. The fatherhood of God, the source of benevolent authority. Think of a good father in a home as representing that. It is the governing source of all power and also the power of all governing sources. It is the provider of essential structure. And without structure, there is chaos. The very last book of the verse of Judges said, and in that time there was not a king in the land of Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. And all hell broke loose. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening in America. We have taken our eyes off the fatherhood of God. We also have the culture of Christ, that great enabling identification where you're not Jew or you're not Greek, you're not black or you're not white. You belong to the Creator himself. And then there's that wonderful pageant of creation, that purposeful movement of human history to a divinely declared end that you'll find in Revelation 20:10. That pageant of creation rooted in the Word of God, the guiding roadmap that keeps us from becoming Democrats and acting like them, or becoming rhinos, which I think is probably an even worse treachery. We answered that great question of an author of a couple hundred years ago, Quo Vadis? Which way now? After the death of Christ, Jesus asked, which way now? I hope you'll come back for segment 3. We're going to continue this discussion. I appreciate your presence. God bless you.